You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your hosts, George Papazov and Mark Borscht.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast with myself, Mark Borscht. In today's episode, I'm going to be running solo, and we're going to be discussing the syndrome that prevents many new and even experienced traders from finding the consistent profitability that they desire. This is something that you may experience in many different facets of your life outside of trading, but it also holds especially true as it relates to trading. And I'm also going to be sharing some of my own personal experiences with this because I personally struggled with this syndrome when I started off in my trading journey. And it really wasn't until I stopped to reflect on my results and what I had been doing that I realized I had really fallen victim to the syndrome. So now you guys might be sat there wondering, what exactly is he talking about? I'm talking about the shiny ball syndrome, all right? Whether you've heard it called the shiny ball syndrome, the shiny object syndrome, regardless of what the name is called, the lesson or the concept remains the same. The shiny ball syndrome is effectively a phenomenon where a person constantly changes their focus from one thing to another every single time that they see a new, and I say quote here, shiny ball of potential opportunity. Now, I want you guys to take a moment here to really pause and reflect on your own life experiences. Are you somebody that maybe commits all of their focus and energy to something, and then as soon as you lose motivation or things don't start going as planned, you kind of jump ship for that next big opportunity and you effectively start from scratch all over again, right? This is a perfect example of the shiny ball syndrome. In fact, most people that fall into this trap tend to spend a lot of time and energy on what they want, but they don't get anywhere. And it's human nature, really. It's human nature to want the best options for ourselves. And so it makes logical sense that we go for the ones that look best for us at the time. Now, the issue with that is that because it might look the best right now, that might not be the case in reality. All right. And so people that suffer from shiny ball syndrome, they tend to give up far too early on the things that really matter to them. And that's why they're constantly stuck in a cycle or a loop of frustration because they lose sight of what's really important to them and they focus on the external forces instead of working on the internal operator. So let's quickly look at an example here. All right. So you can use this example where we tend to see this quite a bit, not necessarily in trading, but in life in and of itself. You know, if you're somebody that is looking at side hustles, for example, all right, a lot of people that look for side hustles might start on one opinion on one day, all right, maybe this week they're focusing on building an Amazon business. And then the next time you hear from them in 2 to 3 weeks, that Amazon business is a dead idea. And now they're trying to start a YouTube channel. All right. And it's people like this that the shiny ball syndrome, it effectively takes their focus away from what really matters to them and it distracts you from achieving the goals that you desire. All right. And so, as we mentioned here, people that suffer from shiny ball syndrome typically do not give themselves enough time to let the thing that they're trying to achieve play out so that they can reap the rewards. In fact, what they often do is the exact opposite, right? They've got unfit expectations. They want things to happen quickly. And as a result of things not necessarily happening as quickly as they want, they jump ship and try something new in an effort to get what they want now, right? You're jumping shiny ball syndrome, right? You're jumping from one thing to another, never really finding any consistency. And so most people, when you think about it, most people's plans to achieve their goals, it looks relatively simple in their heads, right? I mean, a majority of people think that I'm at point A, all right? I'm at the start of my journey and I want to get to point B, which is, you know, mastery. If we're going to focus on trading aspect of it, it's going to be trading consistently and profitably. All right. So you're at point A where you're a new trader. You don't know really anything, but you know point B where your end goal is a consistently profitable trader. And, you know, they believe that that journey is going to be a straight path from point A to point B. Unfortunately for them, the reality is that this is extremely rare. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen one of these kinds of situations where somebody just started and, you know, they were able to keep their focus away from distractions and on their goals to the point where it was just a straight journey. A lot of people stray on this journey because of shiny ball syndrome. All right. And so I'm going to explain some of my own experiences with this as it relates to trading, but I want you to picture this. All right. So we just spoke on how most people plan to achieve their goals, right? It's simply, I'm at point A, I'm at point B. And if you were to, you know, visually draw a road, you'd be at the bottom of the road is point A, the top of the road is point B. And it's just a simple straight line, straight path from point A to point B without any obstacles. Now, we know this not to be the reality, but let me paint you a picture of what the reality kind of looks like. I want you to imagine that same path again from point A to B. This time, I want you to imagine that as a road. All right. Now, on this road, this time around, the shoulders of the road, all right, the shoulders on the side of the road, those are now clustered with distractions. And these distractions act as magnets to throw you off of your course, to throw you off of your path. And as it relates to trading, new traders typically start off their journey in a certain direction, looking to trade a certain asset class. And in my experience personally, when I first started, you know, I saw a YouTube video that got me really attracted to trading, number one. And it was somebody that was trading penny stocks at the time. All right. And I saw this video and I saw that you can make big money with relatively low capital. And that was what drew me to trading. All right. That was my shiny ball. So that's what got me into the industry. Now, after I learned about trading penny stocks, as you can imagine, it's not the first thing most people look to, but it was for me because of my circumstances. And that's what drew me in. So once I started to initially find out about penny stocks, I then went on a research rampage, if you will. All right. I started to search for the best penny stock trading strategies. All right. I'd find a strategy and then I test a strategy in the markets with the belief that I can actually find a holy grail. Right. I remember looking back at it was over-the-counter penny stock newsletters and seeing these newsletters pump stocks saying that, you know, if you bought here and you sold there in a certain day, you could have made over, you know, 1,000%. And I thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is a holy grail. If I can only catch one of these a year, you know, I'll be set to go. And, you know, unfortunately, to my dismay, the more strategies that I tried, I never really gave them a shot to work out. I just tried the strategy, and if it didn't give me the results that I wanted in the time that I wanted, I'd simply get rid of that strategy and search for the next best strategy. What does that sound like, guys? Shiny ball syndrome, right? The shiny ball to me is that next best strategy, right? That next strategy that's going to be the one that has no losers, that's all winners, right? So that's where the penny stock trading kind of started. And, you know, to my dismay, regardless of the strategies that I tried, the results weren't anything similar to what I saw they could produce based on the, you know, the videos that I had consumed and watched. And so from there, you know, this was around the time where the marijuana stocks started to really pick up life in the US once legalization was passed. I believe it was in Colorado. And so it was a hot market, right? You're on social media. I was on social media at the same time, seeing people post pictures of houses they bought as a result of trading these penny stocks. I saw people buy cars that I wanted as a result of profits they earned by trading these penny stocks. So all of this was just a shiny ball syndrome, right? It's just shiny balls. These are just shiny balls that are taking me away from what I want to do as my end goal, which was to be a consistently profitable trader. And now I'm being influenced by these external forces. I'm being influenced by seeing on social media, people are actually accomplishing this, doing what I want to do. And I'm comparing what they're doing to my own reality, my own results. And based on the fact that I wasn't able to make profits penny stock trading, but these people were, I decided that, you know, I started to lose motivation and I decided I got to look for the next best thing. Where's the next market? What's the next asset that I can trade in order to find that holy grail? Because penny stocks weren't it for me. So my search continued and my search went on to options. All right. So I learned about options. Options was the next path that I kind of took. And again, my journey started all over again, right? After all the time and effort that I put into penny stocks, it didn't work out for me. And that was because I was not really focused on becoming a consistently profitable trader. I was just focused on finding that holy grail strategy, finding that holy grail community, right? So for me, the journey started again with options. And this time around, I kind of had to start from the bottom, right? Options are a whole different beast than penny stocks. Here, I had to learn how options work, how all the Greeks work, you know, and how to navigate the options chain and how to place orders, right? The allure to me here was similar to what got me into trading penny stocks, right? The allure for day trading options to me was low capital requirements with a ridiculously high payout potential. Now, if you guys know options, you know, I was looking at lotto plays, right? The lotto plays are the ones that you can get, you know, upwards of thousands of percents, but how many times do they actually work out, right? You don't really think about that when you're searching for the holy grail. You just see the results, you see the percentage that you can potentially return, and that is what distracts you from what your actual purpose is, what your actual goal is, and that's to become a consistently profitable trader. And so I had to learn all this stuff about options. You know, I was learning basic options, wasn't doing anything crazy, but I was essentially learning how to do, you know, just basic outright calls and outright puts. And I did that for a little bit. I searched again on YouTube. Like I said, the journey started again. So now I spent a whole bunch of time learning how options work, how to navigate the options chain, how to place orders. And this was my new shiny ball, right? Penny stocks didn't really work out for me, but options have to work, right? No, they don't have to work. And that's kind of what I realized after putting some time and trading options, right? As I was trading options, I was having a little bit more success than I did with penny stock trading. In fact, I can pretty confidently say I likely caught the top of the marijuana penny stock boom back in 2013 or 2014, right? So I didn't know what I was doing at the time. And so options were my new shiny ball. This is where I could really get to the point where I wanted to be, right? It's the straight path, as they say it's going to happen, right? This was nothing close to that straight line that I was imagining as my plan to get from a new trader to a consistently profitable trader, right? So after all the time and effort I put into trading options with mixed results, you know, I lost motivation again. I'm not doing this as well as other people. I know other people doing this, you know, successfully making good money. Why can they do it? Why can't I? And then you're starting to get opinions from other people, friends, family, people that might not necessarily know what you're trying to get after, right? And that's starting to creep in on you too, right? You might have people in your life telling you, you know, stock trading is gambling. You're doing nothing but gambling. Be careful. Majority of people lose money. While it's, you know, well-intentioned advice, it's not really relevant to yourself, right? Because everybody's opinion is their own reflection of reality. And what their understanding and their reflection of reality is does not reflect your own reality. And what I found was that at the time, I was really focusing so much on trying to find that the holy grail strategy, as well as, you know, trying to show these people that they were wrong, right? That they were wrong and that I, in fact, could be successful. But that's the wrong place to put your focus, right? So from there, I kind of lost my motivation to trade those options. And then I looked for my next shiny ball, all right? So penny stock trading, couldn't do it. options trading, just basic lotto plays, calls and puts. Again, wasn't finding much consistency with it. And then I started to look at Forex, right? So here's my new shiny ball. You know, I couldn't cut it with penny stocks, couldn't cut it with options. Where's the next shiny ball? Where's the next potential opportunity that I can make money on, right? And still keep trading. To me, that was Forex. What was the allure? How did I get drawn to Forex? Well, I was drawn to Forex because of the high leverage and the round-the-clock trading, right? So I remember at one point, I was trying to swing trade stocks, and I really did not like the idea of the overnight gap risk, all right? So I said to myself, I want to trade in a market where I have the least likelihood of, you know, suffering from an overnight gap risk. So then I looked to Forex, all right? And I was still trying to attain consistent profitability, but I didn't really give options trading enough time to work out at the time. So I jumped boats and I learned about Forex markets. And again, the whole process or the whole cycle starts from anew, all right? So now I spent time in penny stocks. I spent time with options. This is probably 2 years into, you know, learning about trading. So 2 years down the road, still no real results. Now I'm looking at Forex. Forex has to be my holy grail. Forex has to be my new shiny ball, right? This is where I'm going to make it. So again, this time, jump back on YouTube, learn how the Forex market works, right? Because penny stock market, the OTC market works differently than the options market, and the Forex market works differently than those as well, right? So taking the time to learn how the Forex market worked and taking the time to find the right strategy. I tried to find a whole bunch of strategies online and I wasn't having much success with them. And you guys can imagine why, right? Because I was still looking for that holy grail, that one shiny ball that can take me to where I wanted to be. If this strategy doesn't work, you know what? This is a crappy strategy. I want to try this strategy because this one makes more sense to me. I think I can win more often with this strategy. Guess what happened? More of the same happened. All right, more of the same. Because the strategies I tried from online, I wasn't having much success with. And it was kind of at this point, this is probably 3 or 4 years into the journey now, where I realized that, listen, dude, you got to take time to stop. First and foremost, take time to stop and reflect on your journey so far. You know, why am I so frustrated with this journey? What's going on? What could I do different? And it was really at this time where I took the time to stop and reflect on what I had been doing. And I realized that all I was really doing was just spending all my time and energy spinning the wheels, but not really getting anywhere. And the reason for that was because I kept jumping ship. I kept jumping to that next market or that next strategy or that next trading group that I thought was going to take me where I wanted, all right? To my goal of consistent profitability. And you know, it was at this the same time I was kind of jumping around from trading group to trading group, not necessarily paid trading groups, but just finding people with a similar interest in similar markets and just making groups on Discord or Telegram, etc., just to have, you know, a place of camaraderie and to have somewhat of a community that I can bounce ideas off of, right? Where I could find the holy grail. Maybe if I pop into this community and there's one good trader, you know, that's my holy grail, right? It didn't happen. And that's really where I realized if I was going to accomplish my goal of achieving consistent profitability, I had to stop focusing on these external distractions, these external shiny objects that are there to work as magnets to pull you off of your course, and that I really had to start working on my internal operator, all right? And I realized that I had the firm belief that a holy grail in trading actually existed. And, you know, thinking about this now and reflecting on it a couple years down the road here, I realized I was determined to find that holy grail of trading, regardless of how many times I had to start over, right? My focus was in the wrong place. This in and of itself is a classic diagnosis of the shiny ball syndrome. So what kind of steps can you take to overcome the shiny ball syndrome? All right, because knowing what the shiny ball syndrome is one thing, and hopefully through this example of my own personal experiences, you guys can kind of review and reflect if you're on the same path, right? If you find that you're somebody that learns a strategy, tries it out, you don't like the results of it, and instead of trying to work on your internal operator, trying to figure out, you know, why things aren't working and reviewing and journaling, etc. If you're not the person that does that, and instead you try out the strategy, you don't like the results, they don't fit your expectations, you say, you know what, this strategy is crap, it doesn't work, I got to find a new strategy, right? If you're somebody that might say, all right, I want to become a day trader, I want to day trade stocks, and then you start trading stocks, you start day trading stocks for a little bit, the results don't come in, and then you start looking at other options. Oh, look, I can trade commodities. I didn't know that. Maybe I'll start looking into commodities, right? Oh, look, I can trade options. Maybe I'll start trading options. Oh, look, there's futures. I didn't know about futures. Maybe that's something else I can look into to get to where I want, right? And so far too many people fall into this. I don't blame you. I was there as well when I started, and it took me several years to get to a point where I had to realize that, you know, my success or lack thereof was a result of me bouncing around from shiny ball to shiny ball instead of focusing on that clear path from point A to point B, which was consistently profitable trading. So that's kind of what I wanted to mention on that front. Here are some of the steps that you can take to overcome shiny ball syndrome. And so for a majority of people, the main issue they suffer with as it relates to shiny ball syndrome is bouncing around from strategy to strategy. And so at this point, I want to kind of mention something, or food for thought, if you will. And that food for thought is this. Do you think trading mentality is more important, or do you think a trading strategy is more important? All right, pause and reflect on that question. Is working on your mentality more important for success, or is finding the right strategy more important for your success? Think about that. We'll get back to that shortly. So the first thing that you can do to overcome shiny ball syndrome is to really set the proper expectations. All right. So thing number one you can do is set the proper expectations. What you have to understand is that results, especially in trading, do not come overnight. All right, trading is a marathon. And if you're treating trading like a sprint or a race, you're not going to be around for very long. All right. And that's because if you're treating it like a race, you're going to be rushing the process. And people that rush the process tend to be vulnerable to things such as over-leveraging, over-trading, getting reckless with their emotions, you know, getting wild mood swings. Not really the type of environment that you're going to find success in. All right. So step number one, first and foremost, set the proper expectations. Understand this is not going to happen overnight. I always relate this back to a job as a doctor or a lawyer. You know, you don't just come into a law firm, or you don't just walk into an ER on your first day and, you know, pick up the scalpel, or you're not the defendant, or you're not the prosecution in a case on your first day, right? That stuff takes time. There's knowledge that is required, and you've also got to be able to apply that knowledge, right? In law, obviously, you've got to understand the law. And as a doctor, obviously, you're going to have to understand the human body and how that works before you can even start operating, or before you can start being a lawyer, right? Before you can start representing clients. And so a lot of people that are in the process of becoming lawyers and doctors understand that this is a process, right? I have a good friend who is in New York right now, you know, he's an MD doing his residency there. And back in high school, right? I graduated high school in 2008, not to put an age for myself, but I graduated in 08 and he's 2 years younger than me. And since high school, he knew he was going to become a doctor and he knew how long it was going to take, so he set his expectations accordingly. And guess what? He stuck with it because he had those expectations. Imagine if he thought he was going to become a doctor without having to do all of that schooling, right? Would he be around to today's date as an actual, you know, doctor in residency? Probably not. All right. So the first step here to overcoming shiny ball syndrome is to set the proper expectations. Step number two that you can take to overcome shiny ball syndrome is to develop a strong why statement for why you will succeed in this industry as a trader, right? And this is something that you're going to want to keep in front of mind daily. Super important, because there is going to be external distractions. These are your shiny balls, right? These are the things that are going to be taking you away from the path that you want to be on, away from the course that you set for yourself. And these are going to be those distractions that pull you off course ever so slightly, right? And by having a strong enough why statement for why you're going to succeed and why you're actually trading, whether it's to provide financial independence for yourself and your family, whether it's to go on vacations with self and family, whether it's to spend more time with your kids and your family, your loved ones, whatever that why statement is, make sure it's a strong why statement, because this is what it's going to be like your navigation, right? Your nav. It's going to refocus you anytime you start to dig into those distractions, right? Anytime you let those distractions start taking your focus away from what your actual goal is, you're going to use that why statement, and it's going to be in front of your mind daily to keep you on the right path. All right. So that is step number two. Step number three to overcome shiny ball syndrome is to reframe your mindset. All right. And so a lot of people that suffer from shiny ball syndrome, they tend to be from the scarcity mindset. All right. And a scarcity mindset comes from a place of lack. All right. So if you come from, say, a blue collar family, or a family that, you know, growing up, maybe you didn't have a lot, you know, your parents might have said things like, money doesn't grow on trees. You know, I never grew up with the silver plate, things like that. You're likely coming from a scarcity mindset. And so in a industry where there are no guarantees, right? We don't know that our trade is going to work out or not. We only have a certain probability that it's going to do so. You're going to be focusing, coming from a scarcity mindset, you're going to be focusing on the lack part of trading, all right? You're going to struggle to take trades because you're going to be focused on whether you're going to lose that money or not. You're going to be focused on whether you're going to be wrong or not, right? Whereas somebody that lives in an abundant mindset, rather, someone that has an abundant mindset focuses on the opportunities, all right, as opposed on the lack. So somebody that focuses on the opportunities is not going to have a tough time executing their trades, is not going to have a tough time following their plan, because they're focused on the opportunity that it can provide. And they're working towards abundance, right? Not away from abundance. So that is step number three, reframing that mindset. And so to put this into kind of more perspective, scarcity mindsets, you know, we have a lot of people that either come from blue collar families, lower income families, or even some people that are, you know, from an age perspective in their, you know, 50s to 70s, who had parents that grew up in times like the Great Depression. So while they weren't necessarily part of that time, you know, when the Great Depression was actually around, a lot of the values that were instilled with them came from their parents that were around to experience those times in the Great Depression, right? So they may be, it may be actual internal wiring that keeps you in that scarcity mindset. So very, very important for you to overcome shiny ball syndrome is to really reframe that mindset from scarcity to that of abundance. Because when you are in an abundant mindset, you're only going to be focusing on opportunities, right? You're going to be focusing on what can take you to your goals, and you're going to be really laser focused on acting on the things that are going to take you to where you want to get. Whereas with the scarcity mindset, you're going to be running away from the things that you're actually trying to achieve. So that is step number three. Step number four to overcome shiny ball syndrome also has to do with working on the internal operator. And this kind of goes in hand with the with step number three there. So step number four is to shift your life from living in effect of things to living at cause for your life. All right. And so this is how it relates to step number three, right? So scarcity mindset versus an abundant mindset. Somebody that comes from a scarcity mindset and lives in effect of things, that kind of individual is going to really hold no accountability of their own environment. All right. Somebody that lives in a scarcity mindset and that lives in effect of others is always going to be pointing fingers. There's no self-accountability. And as a result of that, somebody that does not live at cause, they are more prone to doing what I did when I started, right? If you're not living at cause, if you're living in effect of things, it doesn't matter what strategy you get, right? Regardless of whether it's a great strategy, a profitable strategy or not, you're not going to be able to make any money with that strategy because you're living in effect of the strategy, right? So what that means is, let's say you try out a new strategy like I did with penny stocks. And the first, man, I don't remember how many I took, but I know there weren't very many winners. I know probably in the first 10 trades I took with penny stocks, 8 or 9 of them were losers, right? And so at that point, I decided this strategy is no good. I have to try something else. I was living in effect, right? I was living in effect of the strategy because I said to myself, there's nothing wrong with me. It's the strategy that sucks. The person that put the strategy together doesn't know what they were doing. It had nothing to do with me. But if you shift to living at cause for your life, now the onus lies on you, right? When you shift to living at cause for your life, you take accountability for all your actions. And in doing so, you are now able to control your own reality. And so going back to this idea of hopping from strategy to strategy, you know, following that shiny ball syndrome, if you're living at cause for your life and you try a new strategy and maybe it doesn't work out as you thought it would initially, because you're in the abundant mindset and you're living at cause, you're going to be focusing on how to optimize that strategy or optimize your execution of that strategy, right? You're now looking internally at what you can do to control the situation as opposed to externally living in effect and letting your external environment control your situation. So further to that point, if you're somebody that's in the abundant mindset and living at cause, you're going to look at that strategy and you're going to say, you know what? Did I follow my plan? Did I follow my plan? If yes, perfect. I traded my strategy the way that I had to. And this is the cost of business. If not, then you know where you went wrong, right? If your plan says to trade pullbacks and you were fading the market, and then you review that at the end of the day, you can identify, I should have followed my plan. I wasn't following my plan. And because I wasn't following my plan and my process, my results are what they are, okay? And so that's kind of what I wanted you guys to kind of think on there. And really the fifth and final step that you guys can take to overcome shiny ball syndrome is to shift your focus, all right? Shift your focus from results-based to process-based, all right? A lot of the traders that have found consistent profitability have found it by being consistent in their process, all right? Results really don't matter over the short term. The result of your individual trade on a trade-by-trade basis means very, very little to your long-term profitability. It is the results of a large data set of trades that actually matter, right? And over that large data set, if you're focused on the result of your last trade, that's going to affect your execution and your process for the next trade, right? But if you're focused on your process, if you shift your mind to stop thinking about, I didn't get the result I wanted here, so I got to jump to this next shiny ball, you got to look back to the process. And this again kind of relates back to the last two steps that we had mentioned, reframing mindset from scarcity to abundance and shifting from living ineffective things to living at cause for your life. And you can see how this last step here, shifting to focusing on the process versus the results, you can see how that all intertwines, right? And so that is really the important thing that I wanted to get out of today's episode, is to introduce you guys to the shiny ball syndrome, kind of speak on some of my personal experiences with it, how I struggled with it, and really to offer you these six steps that you can take to start overcoming shiny ball syndrome as well. All right. I decided, in my own personal experience, I decided to build strong commitment walls to protect myself from the outside influence. All right. I reviewed my own personal why statement, why I wanted to pursue a career in trading, and really committed myself to mastering one market. All right. That market to me was Forex. But guess what? These days, I don't trade as much Forex as I do futures. All right. But that being said, I had already achieved what I wanted to with Forex, and I added futures to my toolbox, right? I didn't not succeed in Forex and then jump to futures, right? There's a big difference between the two. Pick your lane. You got to understand, I decided and I committed to myself that I was going to stop bouncing around from asset to asset, stop bouncing around from strategy to strategy, start working on the internal operator, all right? At the same time, I really started to work on building my own strategy, all right? Because while there are some strategies out there on the internet, you know, the only strategy that's going to work for you really at the end of the day has to be built by you. And it took me a long time to realize that. And when I created my own strategy with the nuances that I learned from my own personal experiences, you know, in penny stocks, in options, in Forex, I was able to better commit to becoming a master of that one strategy. At the same time, I also started to do a lot of personal development work. And this is kind of where everything changed for me, because I shifted, like I said with you guys, I shifted my mindset from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, where I stopped focusing on the things that I didn't want, and I started focusing on the things that I did want. And when I started to focus on the things that I did want, in conjunction with developing my own strategy and really focusing on the internal operator, that's when things started to shift around for me. At the same time, I also shifted to living at cause, right? I was living in effect of the environment, of my external environment. I was living in effect of the opinions of, you know, some of the people that I traded with in certain trading communities. I was living in effect of social media. I was living in effect of my own personal expectations, all right? And really the last thing that changed my approach completely was shifting from a result focus to a process focus, all right? Because once I started to focus on the process as opposed to the results, the individual trade, all of the anxiety, all of the fear that comes along with placing an individual trade, all of that stuff just dissipated, right? Because I was in the right mindset now. I was in the mindset of a winner. I was there with a bulletproof mindset, all right? And that's what I hope this episode can help you achieve as well. That's all that I've got for today's episode, Trade Pros. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you guys can think of one person that might find today's message helpful, please share this episode using your social media, right? It's a beautiful tool we got. We'd really appreciate you guys share our message with your friends, your trading community, etc. Also, if you guys enjoy listening to the podcast, we'd really, really appreciate a review to let us know how we're doing and to let others know to come check us out as well. You can do that by visiting iTunes, leaving us a rating and review. We'd really appreciate that as well. Finally, if you guys are enjoying this podcast and you have a opinion, or you have some feedback, or you have some ideas, maybe what you want to hear next. We'd really appreciate you sending us an email at podcast@tradeproacademy.com. We love reading emails. We love getting your feedback, and we'd really appreciate you taking the time to do so. Until next time, guys, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.